This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The McConnell has always had a dry sense of humor. Sort of a gift for the understatement, and he doesn't want to commit himself. I think what's really stunning is that nobody, not even from the White House, has come out under their own name with a defense of the president here.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Charles Krautheimer. He's going, why aren't they defending the president now? Charles could be asking, is there some sinister reason? Is there an underlying reason? Or he could be saying, you know what? This guy has been out there defeating these guys left and right. You'd think they'd jump on the wagon. Welcome, everybody. It is Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. And there's always interesting ways to look at things. And the way that I'm looking at this is I think Krautheimer believes it's incredible that these people aren't siding with Trump, given the nonsense, the noise that's out there. And I know that's my feeling. It's probably much of yours. And look, here's what we had before with Barack Obama. These guys bombarded us with what? Multiple things. They kept us jumping on every front. They made Obama a god in everything that he did. The shot over the bow to us, which was a direct hit, was Obamacare. And from there, it only went downhill. He went into green energy, financing this nonsense, toughening the standards on the EPA, saying, I'm going to shut down the coal industry, and practically doing it. He then came after us with a personal affront to our sovereignty and our safety. He said, I don't care if illegal banditos are here. There's too many. What can we do? It's a problem. We can't solve it now. We must legalize them. He then said, of the Muslims who have terror cells, this is according to the incompetent FBI director, so you can imagine how many there are, but he says there's one in every state, Muslim terrorist terror cells, and we have a president at the time who is lecturing us every time one of these groups of terrorists decides to kill a bunch of Americans. We finally got the gays to wake up when they killed a bunch of them down there at Pulse. The nightclub, that's what it took for them to go, you know what? This doesn't quite work the way we may think it does. They finally have said, we better take a more serious look at this. So then we get him, as I said, he's lecturing us on be more, what's the word they use? Humanitarian, that's not the right word, but you know, be more sensitive to Muslims as they kill you, or want to kill you, or threaten to kill you, as they build mosque after mosque, as they say, we're going to have babies on top of you, we're going to take your country away from you. Same with the Mexicans. He says, by the way, if black people accost you in the streets and they want to take your car, give it to them. If you don't dare do anything against them, because you could end up in prison protecting yourself. He didn't make it safe. Did he make it safer for police officers? The answer is no. So at every turn, this man just pretty much slapped you in the face. He slapped you, he slapped your children, and he slapped your grandchildren. He says, I don't need to protect you. You've been too cocky. You've been colonializing the world. You need to let the world get its comeuppance on you, and he's done it. Trade deals, name me one thing that we've benefited in the form of trade under Barack Obama. Our trade deficit increased. This guy's had the biggest economy in the world. Even if it wasn't as productive as it could have been, he still could have used it to wield power, and he did nothing. He didn't even know how to use it. That was just with respect to trade. With respect to fighting the wars on terror, intimidating people to not build nuclear weapons. Why are we spending time fighting against Iran? Why would Iran want a nuclear weapon? Who wants in over there? Has anybody threatened their sovereignty in any way? The answer is no. We have the UN that says you can't be encroaching. But Iran says they're going to encroach. Who's going to encroach? Israel? Does Israel want Iran? No. Does any other part of the Middle East want Iran? No. When Iraq went into Kuwait. The UN jumped in, supposedly, and we ended up taking care of business over that. We aren't letting people encroach, but yet these guys want a nuclear weapon. Kim Jong-un, you think things are better under Obama or worse with North Korea? Better or worse with Iran? We know it's a lie. We know these guys are building nuclear weapons. The Israelis know it. They're the only ones really working against them. Did Barack Obama improve our relationship with Russia even after telling Medvedev he'd have more time once he was elected? What did we do? They still demonize Russia. The only way that Russia was going to get its interests met was by buying off Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama and these crooked foundations they set up. Did our relationship with China improve? No. The Russians and the Chinese spying on us, stealing secrets, doing all kinds of cyber warfare, and Barack Obama's left holding his you-know-what in his hand. Looking in Reggie Love's window. What has this guy done to impress you? I would really like to know. Is unemployment really better? Is our economy really stronger? Be honest. Are your health care costs less? Does your food cost less? Does your gasoline cost less? Nothing costs less. No improvements. We are not known for anything. The United States isn't known for excellence in anything, maybe with the exception of building aircraft. But what did he have to do with that? Nothing. The only thing we've done under Barack Obama is we exported abortions. We exported liberalism. We made liberalism look like it was the way of the world. And people responded accordingly. And the world is not safer. It is not better. I mean, again, I defy any leftist. You want to call this program and debate me on any of these issues, I'm happy to do it. 844-551-8255. We'll set it up. I'll give you as much time as you want. I will kick your butts. And you'll deserve it. Because you know what? You're ignoring the obvious. We don't have a safer world. We don't have a safer United States. We don't have a more productive world. We don't have a more productive United States. We have more takers now in this country and around the world than we've ever in the history of man. People who are able to work and smart enough to go do something that's productive. We have more people willing to hurt other people in this world at any given time, in the world now, than we have at any given time. We have more people on the run from their homelands than at any time in history. Over 60 million people displaced from their homelands. Where are they displaced from? Sweden? Norway? Britain? France? United States? No. Middle Eastern countries, African countries, who have one thing in common: dictatorships or theocracies based around Islam. End of story. But they want to tell you they've given us a better world. They are lying scumbags. Left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When I go through these topics, I say them and I think to myself, why would anybody want to listen to any talk radio for more than a month? Because the topics are repetitive. What are we talking about, folks? We talk about taxes. We talk about foreign policy. We talk about illegal immigration. We talk about refugee resettlement. We talk about capitalism. We talk about the military. We talk about women's issues, black issues, minority issues, whatever, LGBT, etc. So you make that list, and if you talked about each of those things one day a week, you could cover it all in 20 days. Those are the issues. Now, there are nuances to it that make it interesting, things that change, and we figure out a way to make it work for us. I mean, that's what my job is. My job is to turn the mundane into something where we learn stuff. But at the end of the day, it's just rinse and repeat. It really is. We all know that we shouldn't be allowing, for example, people to come into our country illegally. Leftists know this. They throw the humanitarian card at you and you go, that's great, but what about the people who are already overburdened with taxes? Oh, there you guys go. You don't want to pay your tax. Really? So we're the only ones. We don't want to pay our taxes. You should be able to say to a leftist, okay, here's the deal. How do you feel about taxes? Checkbox. I think the government should be able to do whatever they want. Okay, great. So I'm going to take 80% of your taxes. For those of you who say you believe that, you know, the government spends your money crazy, I'm only going to take 20% of yours. I'd sign up for that right now. If you are one of these people that think taxes are good, you know, we all got to pay our fair share, then pay more than your fair. Give 80%. Convince me. Give 51%. Let's just make it easy. Give 51%. Put your money where your mouth is. Because I guarantee you, I'm not going to give 49. You got to take it from me. You're not getting half of the money for me to go out there and work. Just not going to happen. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this woman who got justice, and she came across, well, it's, and I won't say it's her fault, but I like seeing people get justice because there are people who are being, what's the word I'm, you know, like for example, somebody cutting in line. When you see somebody cut in line, think about it. You're at Six Flags or you're at some event and somebody just kind of sneakily cuts in line. Do you just take it? I don't. I go up and go, excuse me, you cut in line. The line starts back here. And people always look at me like, are you serious? You're going to go talk to the guy? Yes. You're not jumping in. I watch you get in front of me. I don't give a crap what everybody else behind me thinks. You can get behind. If you want to get behind me and see if anybody else talks, you can do whatever you want. But you're getting behind me. I'm not letting you cut. And it's funny, when you think about the real life, you know, like, take illegal immigration, that's what's happening. People are cutting in line. I will tell you, these snowflake white people I see out there, like, I tell this story often. My son, my oldest son, was waiting to get ice cream or something off campus when he went to Wharton. And he said there were these rowdy teenagers, you know, probably 13 to 15 years old, came into the place, there's a line. And they just walk up in front of all these older white folks. And they just start cutting line. Looking at people daring them. My son's there with one of his friends. My son says, Dad, he's not like a fighter, but he's a black dude. He says, they got to us, and he says, I looked at him like, you try it. And they stopped. They stopped right there. See, that's human nature. That's where these guys go, oh, somebody's not going to let us do this, you know, let this happen. They stopped right there. And let me tell you what would have happened with me. They'd have stopped right there. And then I would have said, so, what exactly makes you guys think you can cut in front of everybody else? And then I would have said, you need to go to the back of the line. Now, my son said, it wasn't my fight. And he let it go. But I tell you what they weren't going to do. They weren't going to cut in front of a Jackson. So, there you have it. Anyway, this lady, her name is Rosa Ortega. She lived illegally in the United States for quite some time. And through her own testimony, she's been voting illegal for at least 10 years. Now, I think this is blatant disregard. She has an excuse. She claims that she's a legal resident, and maybe she is. Now, what happened was Rosa got brought over by her mother when she was like 6 years old. Then her mother was deported when it was found out that she was illegal. I don't know when all this happened. But here's what's funny about this story to me. Rosa's mother gets found out and deported. She leaves her daughter in the United States. Her daughter ends up dropping out of high school. Now, we're educating this kid. She drops out of school in the sixth grade. And just becomes a resident. I don't know how you become a legal resident, but she became a legal resident. So she gets a voting age. She starts voting. She's lived in five municipalities. She's voted in every one. They say, are you a citizen? And she checks the box. Yes, I'm a citizen. Now, me personally, I get angry because the left says, there's no voter fraud. And you go, sure there is. Well, it's not rampant. Well, who cares? If it only negates one vote, look at how razor thin the race was between Al Gore and Bush years ago, right? How many other places have they been, has an election swung by only a handful of votes? It's not about the quantity. It's that you know this problem persists and you want to do nothing. They don't want to let valid voter ID in. So it's a blatant disregard. This lady checks citizens. She knows she's not a citizen. Because she even says in an interview, I didn't think there was a difference between legal resident and citizen. Well, then you know what? You should have stayed in school because we would have educated you in civics class that you are not a citizen of this country. And to be honest with you, it speaks to the parenthood of a mother who would leave her daughter in a country because she got deported. I get it. Oh, there's more opportunity in America, blah, blah, blah. Go do it legally. For everybody where they tell us, well, these people live, it's terrible. They live under the radar, and they're afraid to come out. This woman was so unafraid to come out, she voted at least 10 times in 5 municipalities and checked that she's a citizen even after they look at her ID, which says she's a resident. And they still let her do it. And her mother leaves her here because of the opportunity. What about the humanity of knowing that that possibility could occur where she's got to go back to a country that she really doesn't know? How about that humanity? How about the humanity, or the inhumanity if you want to look at it this way, of people coming over here, jumping in front of the legals, then taking all these different things? She squandered an education in America for some other kid who wants to be here. We squander educations across the board. I'm talking about from the middle school up. We slow down our children in their learning. Do you think these leftists care? These people, oh my goodness. This story just, it cracks me up. Now Ortega is a single mother of 4 children. She's going to prison for 8 years for what she did. And we have to deal with that tragedy now. A tragedy of liberal creation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. One of your favorite segments, one of my favorite Negroes, Blake Grantham.
Yes, I'm one of his favorite Nigerians.
From the country, he hails from Niger in Africa. Anyway, yes, I want to bring Blake in because we've got some interesting things to discuss. Needless to say, lots going on in the news, and Blake's take is what I like to call this segment, and Blake writes it unconfirmed breaking news, and I always emphasize unconfirmed. Because I don't want people, I heard on the Kevin Jackson show, this dude, he's a black feller, and he was saying. No, don't get it twisted, white people. Unconfirmed breaking news from two brothers just talking out. You know, you remember that reach out and touch someone with the Wayans, but when they would do, and the emasculation of the population of the brothers in the infatuation. I understand, my brother. Brought about the manifestation of the cockroach.
I was just checking out the news right before you called. You heard about what's going on at Greyhound buses. They may be getting indicted. The CEO. They said he's been paying paying passengers to start fights at airports.
All expense play ticket on United Southwest. Is it Southwest where they had that big brawl? Those dudes like went at it.
Yeah.
I mean, and over what? I don't even know what you can fight about on a plane. Now, here's what does make me mad, because I took my son to see a movie. What was it? Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And the kid behind me, it was like a bunch of kids with their parents, and the little boy behind me keeps kicking my seat. You know, and it's bad enough you got to hear him chit chatting and all that, but I can deal with it. And by the way, it was not a black theater, for those of you trying to stereotype. But this little white kid behind me keeps kicking my seat, and I turn around like three times and I look at the little boy, and he doesn't know what he's just like, a little nervous tick. And then finally, I look at his dad like, look, I don't want to be bothered. Now, you could have led to some fisticuffs, but luckily everything just worked out. But I don't like getting my seat kicked. But if on a plane, I hate it, because you're captive, man. I don't even let my son kick my seat in the back of the car. I will pull him out on the freeway and give him a beat down. Little suckers. Anyway, so look, we got a lot to talk about. Obviously you saw the thing where Sessions said he's going to crack down on crime.
Right.
And people were like, why is he cracking down on crime? What's up with Jeff Sessions? Why is the Attorney General cracking down on crime? I don't get it. You know, leftists, they got to figure out something. But you had a take. I guess it has to do with Podesta and Sessions, and I don't know what happened there. So explain it to me.
Well, John Podesta is now stating that U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to indict Hillary Clinton the first chance he gets. Podesta referred to Sessions' plan as a get witch quick scheme.
Also endorsed by Elmer Fudd.
We will get that wascally witch.
A wascally witch. A long-eared galoot.
He did used to say that. That is funny. I haven't heard that in ages, man. That actually brings back some funny memories. A long-eared galoot. He was chasing a rabbit. And Bugs is laughing at him.
Yeah, come get me.
All right. So, yeah, anyway. Okay, Podesta. So, okay. What's the big deal, man? They got Comey, who's been fired. And come on, Blake. Everybody knew that Comey should have been fired. Comey should have been fired like a year ago, okay, or whatever, months ago, certainly. Barack Obama should have fired Comey. But fine, he didn't. So Donald Trump fires Comey. He does what the black dude won't do, right? And people are having a conniption. What's up?
Well, the letter, which Comey wrote a letter, which everybody read. Trump wrote a letter to Comey. Now, the public read the letter, see, but they read the letter that was edited. See, I have the first draft of the letter that Trump wrote to Comey.
Oh, cool.
This is what he said. I received the attached letters from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I've accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on 3 separate occasions that I'm not under investigation, you being 6'8 and regularly cause damage to the top of doorway entrances.
So that's why he fired him. He's too tall.
It's an unfair cost to taxpayers. So because I want to be fiscally responsible, I'm letting you go. Oh, and I also took issue with you not recommending prosecution for crooked Hillary Clinton or letting that little runt, Loretta Lynch, get away with meeting Bill on the tarmac in Arizona. Wow. I wish you the best of luck up to a point in your future endeavors. Signed, Donald Trump.
So you had the first. I'm glad he modified it, Blake. With you having the original, I'm glad because you know there's a lot of that language that would have been held against Donald Trump. Whatever. So I didn't know. You know what? I didn't realize Comey was 6'8".
He's 6'8".
He's tall. When he walked up to Trump, like I saw some video, and I was like, that dude, because Trump's like 6'2", and Comey towers over Trump. Yeah?
Right.
And I had no idea the dude was that tall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You already know. Look, do you know anything about his history? Is Comey, like, ever played ball?
I'm gonna get in that sort of in a second. When Comey wrote his letter,
Comey responded back.
When he resigned to his staff.
Okay. Right,
when he left, when he was fired. Now, some people have seen the letter in print today, but this is the unedited, the first draft. He said, to all, referring to staff, I have long believed that a president can fire an FBI director for any reason and for no reason, and I'm not going to spend time on the decision on the way it was executed. I hope you won't either. It is done. I will be fine, although I'll miss you and miss the mission deeply. I've said to you before that in times of turbulence, the American people should see the FBI as a rock of confidence, honesty, and independence. What makes leaving the FBI hard is the nature and quality of its people who together make it that rock of America. I sent a separate letter to Hillary Clinton explaining that I genuinely hope my decision last November didn't cause her the election, but I'm still awfully glad she lost. And she takes the suggestions of several FBI agents who interviewed her in regards to a private server that she gets out of politics and joins a circus. I also sent a brief letter to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid, respectfully requesting that all three of them drop dead. my plans for the future. In the fall, I will be in the starting lineup of any NBA team of my choosing. I have enough dirt. Team owners and coaches that I'll be able to play anywhere I want. More than likely, I'll be averaging at least 50 points a game because I have plenty of embarrassing info on all players and referees that can destroy marriages and have angry pregnant mistresses prosecuted for blackmail.
He got the dirt, baby.
Working with you has been one of the great joys of my life, and I always cherish the opportunity you gave me to put under surveillance so many closet freaks.
Call me go out the freaks up in here. Shoot. Y'all better watch out. Oh, that's too funny, man. Yeah, well, hey, you know what? Here again, I'm glad that you intercepted that letter and you talked some sense into Comey, because there's no sense in him blackmailing the entire NBA, right? No sense. And for the record, I don't know what position he would want to play, but he's 6'8". The best he could do is small power forward.
Oh, one last thing. Atlantis. Did you hear about the parallel between Atlantis, the lost continent, and you hear about that?
No, uh-uh. What's the parallel?
Atlantis. Let me correct my sentence. Atlantis is an island mentioned within an allegory on the hubris of the nations, or one of the nations of Plato's work. Some recently discovered ancient writings shed some light on why the legendary place eventually became submerged into the Atlantic Ocean. The brittle scrolls say that the advanced civilization allowed people from foreign countries to migrate there without enforcing any of the immigration laws. With the continued increased population making Atlantis heavier and heavier, it dropped below sea level until eventually it was covered with water, thus making it the first country to have sanctuary cities.
By the way, and validating Hank Johnson that Guam could indeed have tipped over.
I remember that shot.
For all you naysayers out there, Atlantis is proof that Hank Johnson is not a kook. he's a man ahead in his time. All right, we got to leave it there. Blake Grantham, you can find his work at Unconfirmed Breaking News. All right, Blake. We'll get an update on your show next time we have you on, because I want to find out what's going on with your sitcom.
Let's do that.
All right.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Deep
prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You guys remember the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? It was a stupid movie by the Wayans brothers, and I don't remember much about it except a dude named Jerry Curl. And all the reason why I bring it up is because it sort of reminds me of the left. Like, I'm gonna get you, sucker. Yeah, like they're telling Donald Trump, we're going to get you, sucker. You ain't got nowhere to run, baby, because we're going to get you. It's like it was a play on the blaxploitation films, you know, where everybody beefed all the time and people were ready to do something bad to somebody else or whatever. It's crazy. But people, you know, that genre of film was very big in the 60s, and of course, then the spoofs of them came out in, you know, the 80s and the 90s, and now black folks are actually making some pretty decent film outside of, like, Snakes on a Plane or something like that. But when I think about that film, it reminds me of the left with the threats. We're going to get you. Look, everything right now, the stock market, the hit, you know, oh, it's Donald Trump. It's worry about Donald Trump. And there was something that says Republicans on the Hill are concerned about Donald Trump. Everybody's worried about Trump. And so this has caused a spike in oil prices, and the price of cell phones has gone up. The price of minutes, they still charge cell phone minutes. You know, internet is running slower today. Traffic is more congested because there's problems in D.C. And it's all ridiculous. It's all meant to get you riled up so you can be, oh my goodness. Let me tell you something, folks. The left is setting their own trap. They are getting their own rope, tying the news, building their own gap, what they call it. Not gap, you know, where they hang people. I can't think of the word, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, I don't even want the word now. No, you're too late. I don't even want it. I don't want it. Take it back. I don't want it. The gallows. So... The point is, we're giving them enough rope, and they're taking it, and they are going to crush themselves. And let me give you an example. I wrote a piece called Why President Trump Will Win the Millennial Vote in Future Elections. And I said, the reason why is in one simple word. Truth. See, we're guided by that. And every time the left lies, the bigger they make the lie, the worse it's going to get. They are doing everything they can to tie Trump to this thing. Now, here's a problem. If Trump were a civilian and they controlled the government, they could get away with this. See, they could plant stuff in his file, in his FBI file. They could do some shenanigans. They're not going to get away with this. Because Trump now has all access to the government. And whether you believe it or not, the government is big, and it's got its cabals, it's got its people that are remnants of old, you know, regimes and things like this. But you have a way to get to the truth. And little by little, Trump is, as they say, draining the swamp. Now, sometimes you drain the swamp, and sometimes you just find a swamp creature and you hold his head underwater. And you drown him. And that's what's happening to many. And they're so afraid. For that reason. Anyway, I put most of America watched as Trump did exactly what candidate Trump did, and that was to expose the game. Whether you believe this or not, these college kids who wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders, they love what Trump is doing. They may disagree on some of the tactics, but they agree on the overall objective. And that is what's going to bite the left. There will be no mass, there's no hysteria amongst millennials with respect to Trump. That's their problem. There will be no mass hysteria among blacks. There will be no mass hysteria among women. Remember what these leftists said would happen with women when Donald Trump was elected? They were going to lose the ability to control their bodies. They were going to take a step backwards. Let me tell you what's going to happen with women in the next 2 years, folks. They will become more empowered. More women will wake up to the notion that the election of Donald Trump did not cause the sky to fall. In fact, their portfolios are better. They've started more businesses. They find themselves with more prosperity. The same is true of blacks. The same is true of Hispanics. And every myth of the left is currently being dispelled. Mexicans are monolithic. They all want illegals to be able to come to the United States without intervention by us. That's a lie. They believe that millennials are one-trick ponies that just want college for free. Millennials are complicated kids, and many of them are very good kids that are very smart, and all they want is an opportunity. They're going to get it. And industry by industry, group by group is going to benefit. The LGBT is going to find out, you know what? Donald Trump doesn't give a crap about your sexuality. He's going to give you something to hold on to now. You're actually going to have opportunity as well. That's a problem for the left. And you can bet, folks, many in D.C. on both sides of the aisle will do anything to put the genie back in the bottle. It's too late. They can't do it. You're an exact reason. I'm a reason. The people that you know that love my work and the work of many others who have fought for decades to get us to the point in November the 8th of 2016. And despite, folks, many millennials being the snowflakes that we know them to be, some are beginning to understand how leftists let them down. Trump's remedying that. During the 2016 presidential elections, Donald Trump fought the mainstream media, their fake polls, despite violent attacks from the left and a crooked political machine determined to undermine him. He soundly defeated crooked Hillary. And let me tell you something that millennials aren't used to seeing. They're not used to seeing winners. They're not used to seeing a guy that says, I don't care. There's a generation of them that are a generation of cream puffs that we've allowed, because we haven't fought back, we've allowed them. These people that condone their idiocy, we've allowed them to flourish. So in his transition period, President Trump paved the way to prosperity, and he did something that hasn't been done in a while with these youngsters. He says, you know what we're going to do, guys? We're going to make America great again. Keep in mind now, they don't do the Pledge of Allegiance in many schools around this country anymore. There's nothing to make a child go, you know what? I love my country. Nothing. All these kids are pretty much on their own. So what he did, very simply, was Donald Trump started creating jobs. That was step one. It's the economy, stupid. And he did what Barack Obama said he couldn't do. Unlike his lying predecessor, Trump's jobs were tied to companies, not to indexes, not to fake statistics. Carrier, Raytheon, IBM, Ford, Boeing, United Steel, Dow, Alibaba, the list goes on. And the impact of those jobs being created has had a ripple throughout all of industry, particularly coal and the various energy industries. That's put these people back to work. High tech, ripple effect, manufacturing now coming back to the United States. These are jobs for millennials, folks. These are people who have pretty much given up or are like, well, what are we going to do? We got nowhere to go. We don't know what to do. See, Barack Obama lamented that Trump would need a magic wand. Well, he got it. But forget all that. That's all the talk. What I'm looking at is the actuality, the accountability, what happened. Some of these kids are going back to work. They're telling their friends. My son, we were having a conversation. He's over at a big accounting firm. He's in their consulting division. And he says, yeah, Dad, I'm interviewing with another company. And I said, you know, that's a step up. He goes, I know. But he goes, a couple friends washed out. They're talking now going, hey, there's an opportunity over here. You might think about this, that. They're talking mobility. We haven't talked about mobility in a long time. Trump left no wiggle room, folks, for what he was going to do, though he didn't tip his hand at how he was going to do it. He vowed to secure our borders. He's well on his way. He vowed to defeat radical Islamic terrorism, something Obama actually brought to America and encouraged. And the current president, that would be Donald Trump, makes bold moves daily that expose the complete idiocy of Barack's insane Obama. And in less than 4 months, America has witnessed presidential genius. They now have a comparison, the left does, which leads them only one conclusion. Obama is dumber than we originally believed and equally inept. And Trump gave a speech to Liberty University graduates that offered real hope and words of encouragement. And though his speech was for the commencement at the university, his message was for all Americans. He conveyed what it meant to never give up. And that's what I'm imploring you to do. Never give up. Think about the tenacity that he passed on to those college graduates and to all of America.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.